It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The annual plague of Western wildfires is underway. Blazes get Southland fire season off to early start, is today's Los Angeles Times headline, and just above it, a picture of flames and clouds of smoke soaring into the sky as fire engines drive past.
Six large fires are now burning in Southern California, scorching about 16,000 acres. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes as the flames get close. The two biggest blazes, the Eagle and Cerrito fires, are in Riverside County, southeast of L.A. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has declared them major disaster areas, clearing the way for federal help. Other hot spots at the moment, Idaho and northwest Minnesota, where large wildfires are burning. It's up to the National Interagency Fire Center, a federal office, to keep track of all this and forecast the fires next time.
Rick Ochoa is weather program manager at the center. It's in Boise, Idaho. And Rick Ochoa, who in the U.S. can expect a worse than normal season of fires in 2004?
Well, throughout the West, we have a number of areas. Obviously, Southern California is one. We have an area down in the Four Corners area, Arizona, portions of New Mexico, Colorado, Utah. And then we have another large area that extends from the Cascades up in Washington and Oregon across Idaho into western and central Montana.
Some of these areas have had a prolonged drought now for several years. Those are the worst areas in terms of a danger of fires?
Well, yes, that's one of the big factors. We also look at factors like how much snowpack we had, what's been the weather patterns this last year in terms of temperature and rainfall and humidity and winds, things like that.
In Los Angeles, they're talking about an early start of the fire season. Is the first week in May especially early?
Yes, it is. It is very early, and some of the reasons that it's early in Southern California is obviously we have long-term drought in that area. We also have large areas of land there that have been affected by the beetles, and so we have a lot of trees that are damaged and a lot of them that are dead, trees and brush, from a combination of the dry weather and also the beetle infestation in those areas. Also, unfortunately, we've had a very dry winter and spring, and we've had, in addition, the real hot temperatures and low humidities, and all those things have added to give us record levels of fire danger for this time of year.
How sophisticated is this process of assessing fire danger? That is, when you take into account such things as rainfall, the snow cap, or the presence of beetles in some areas.
Well, we don't have any magic formula for predicting fire seasons. We do have some computer models that we take a look at. A lot of it is just our expertise that we've had in looking at the number of fire years. Like you mentioned, we look at drought, fuel conditions. We look at weather patterns, not only what we've had in the past, but where we're going to have hot temperatures and low humidities this year and so on. So we actually can make forecasts out for the next month. We also have a forecast out for the whole fire season through September.
But are people in, say, the Four Corners area simply at the mercy of the elements here? Or is there anything that they might do now or they might have done since the last fire season to prevent fires?
Oh, there's a number of things that homeowners can do. There's a fantastic website called firewise.org, and that'll give homeowners information about how to clear brush away from their areas, making sure we got all the leaves and needles out of the gutters, using the right types of vegetation and things like that. And really, actually, they can do things to fireproof their residences out there in the forest.
When the season really heats up, your center is going to be called upon to make recommendations as to where to allocate resources, where things should be sent. Are we getting better at this? That is, from one season to the next, is the U.S. fighting fires more effectively, or does it just depend on how big the fires are?
Well, I think we are fighting fires much better than we have in the past. We're actually trying to fight fire smarter, based on knowing the weather and fire conditions and fire danger and things like that.
Well, hope it's a good year.
I hope it is too, but I got a feeling it's, I don't know, it doesn't look really good. I think we're going to meet again, unfortunately, Robert.
Okay.
Much as I like talking to you folks, there sometimes it's better not to have to talk.
Rick Ochoa, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Rick Ochoa is the weather program manager at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.